Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and we are on the set of another Craig Morrison film clip. And if you haven't seen Hot Kind of Love, you need to Google it now and have a look at it, because it is absolutely amazing. But there is one thing that is even more amazing than that, and that is Fences, Craig's absolutely brand new, fantastic clip. How are you, Craig?
I'm really good, mate, really good.
Now, how exciting is this? The vibe for Fences is completely different to Hot Kind of Love.
I know it is, isn't it? Sort of a slowed down little,
yeah, and there's
out on the grass.
Not a dancing girl in sight.
No, I was hoping you might do a little something for us later on.
Well, you know, you never know your luck in the big city. But the vibe is very, very different, but it's all off the same fantastic album. And you've been doing a lot of work in Nashville with Mark Moffat. Mm-hmm. How's the album shaping up?
Oh, look, it's amazing. It's really coming together. You know, I'm heading back over again now. We decided to take a little bit more time with the album in regards to getting it finished up, because just what's available over there. We've just tapped into some amazing resources, and Fences is a really good example of what's coming out.
So. Well, I was going to say, Fences is a brilliant example, and I think one of the amazing things about it is the story that it tells and the quality of writing there. Can you tell us a bit more about the Fences story?
Well, yeah, I fell in love with the song because I think it rings true to absolutely everybody out there, and I think once you hear the song, and once the folks hear the song, you'll really get a gist of it. And it's all about, you know, just overcoming those parts of life and coming out the other side and being a winner, basically.
Fences, as I understand it, is a story about journeys, don't you think?
Well, very much so. I mean, I related to the song and its journeys, and I figured there's a whole bunch of other people out there that, you know, may not be the same story, or you know, they're just circumstances that happen in life, and really it's nothing. There's nothing negative. It's all positive. It's all about, you know, getting past it, getting over it, and getting on with it. And that's really, for me, that's what it's all about.
Well, looking forward is definitely a great way to go in life, and also something that I'm really excited to talk to you about is looking forward for Craig Morrison, because your last clip was absolutely amazing. The YouTube hits are astounding. You've released this fantastic clip that we're going to see in a moment.
Yeah.
Things are definitely getting bigger and stronger for Craig Morrison. How do you feel about the way your career is shaping up and taking you?
Oh, wow. How's my career going? It's taking amazing leaps. I'm loving it. The success from Hot Kind of Love and the response we got from that was great. You know, over 27,000 views of the video clip on YouTube. And, you know, we didn't want to cut any corners when it came to putting this clip together. But I needed everybody to see the other side, you know, and Rusty Gate and everybody putting together what I believe is going to be a fabulous clip, and I can't wait to get it out there.
Definitely one to watch. I can't wait for your album, mate. Hurry up and get it out there. But let's can the yakking, get to the video clip. This is Fences.
She didn't use nails, she didn't use wood, but right between us is where it stood, and I couldn't find a way of getting around it. It grew a little taller every day till there was nothing left to say, and I never thought I'd get over it, but I did. They can box you in, they can keep you out, you can put them up and tear them down. Some people hide behind them. You can peek through a hole to the other side. You can watch somebody living your life. Or you can learn to climb fences.
tangled in a wire that I couldn't mend. It was hard to say what was real and what wasn't. There were days that I swore I'd put it down, nights that I thought I was gonna drown. Never thought I'd turn it around, but I've done it. I've done it. They can box you in, they can keep you out, you can put them up and tear them down. Some people hide behind them. You can peek through a hole to the other side, you can watch somebody live a new life, or you can learn to climb fences. Oh, they can box you in, they can keep you out, you can put them up and tear them down. Watch somebody live in your life, or you can learn to climb fences. Oh, fences.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country Interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.
The country is coming to the city next September when RevFest hits Queensland's Sunshine Coast. RevFest is going to be huge, with surprise appearances by your favourite country artists, Butte Ute competitions, Australia's hottest dirt bikes. In fact, if it's country, you'll catch it at the 2012 RevFest in Noosa. If you're a musician or performer, or your company or organisation would like to be involved, visit this website, kyliejohnsevents.com.au. The country comes to the city for RevFest in 2012. We want to see you there. Visit kyliejohnsevents.com.au.
There's now another good reason to visit Ben Sorensen's Real Country website. You can cast your vote in this year's Australian Country Music People's Choice Awards. If you're a fan, you can vote for Ben as your favourite country DJ and Real Country as your favourite country program. Simply visit realcountrymix.com and follow the links. It's as simple as that. Go on, give Ben some much-deserved extra recognition in the country music world. All you need to do is visit realcountrymix.com and follow the links and make your choice count. RealCountryMix.com.